Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, heck, let's kick off the show with one of your phone calls. We've got the phone lines open for you here on Monday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. We'll have some open phones this hour of the show and in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Plus, CNN's Scott Jennings. He's going to join us around 9:20 this morning. I can't wait to catch up with him. I already got a message on the Montana Talks app from Tim in Billings. He says, hey, I've got a question for Scott Jennings, and it's a great one. I might even start the conversation with Scott Jennings with the message from Tim in Billings. First up on the phone lines, great to hear from Jim Riley calling in from the Flathead. He's, of course, a former Smith Valley School Board member and has been helpful with campaigns across Montana as well. Jim, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, thanks for letting me call in. Last time I was in your place, I was with Tanner Smith, our great committee man for the state, so thanks for having me.
And then before that, I got to see you up at Schmeckfest in Luster. That was fun seeing you guys up there as well.
Best event in the entire state. Hey, the reason why I was calling, I had two things. The first one was we just had a school board election out here in Smith Valley, of course. I'm very close with that. We had Joe Heidecker get elected, and just thrilled to have him on board. He's one of those parents that was at every single school board meeting the last several years, and we just need a lot more of that. And I want to remind people, it's not too early to start thinking about the school board, although we just had the election. Get involved now so next year you know what's going on, and you can run for those seats that open up. It's so important.
Well, that's good to hear about some wins because, yeah, some of the school board elections, it's like, man, where did everybody go after November? It's like everybody's just sitting back and, oh, Trump's got it. It's like, no, you still got to get involved with school boards. We got city council elections, mayoral elections that are taking place in some cities and towns later this year.
It's so important. And, you know, I got so many calls from people going, hey, who do I vote for? I was really disappointed because you should know who you have to vote for in your district. So get involved now. It's not too late. Hey, the other thing I wanted to talk about is on Mother's Day out here in Flathead County, we had an unfortunate tragedy, and it was a murder-suicide that happened in a family in a very quiet community. And a lot of people have been reaching out to me, lots of questions, suffering. And so Pastor Rick Lotta, who, by the way, has been very involved in supporting our politicians on the conservative side. So if you don't know who Rick Lotta is, I'd look him up. He's at heritagechurchmt.com. He is hosting an event at the Majestic Arena tonight at 6:30. And it's just a night of worship and prayer for those people that need it, that have heard about this tragedy or it's affected them. This is how communities come together. And by the way, this is the other side of politics, right? How do we come together as a community?
Yeah, that's incredible. So glad to hear he's doing that and glad you're getting the word out because, yeah, that was just such a shocking headline that came out really for the whole state. But then to think about the people that live in that neighborhood, knew the family, just a horrific news story. And I'm sure people are still trying to process it. The website, the details again for that tonight?
Yes, heritagechurchmt.com. And it's at 6:30 p.m. at the Majestic Arena. If you're into rodeo or horses, you've been to the Majestic Arena. They've been hosting some of the best rodeos over the years.
Beautiful facility. All right. Thanks so much, Jim Riley. Great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
It's May 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Devil's Fruitcake Day. It's a day celebrated by chocolate cake lovers around the globe who may have been waiting to indulge their cravings for the rich and decadent treat. The first known recipe for Devil's Fruitcake is believed to have appeared in the Hagerstown Exponent of Hagerstown, Indiana, near the turn of the 20th century. A truly great Devil's Fruitcake should be airy and have a silky texture. Also on this date, in 1906, the Federated Boys Club was organized. It would later be known as the Boys Club of America. And auto racer Willie T. Ribbs becomes the first African-American driver to qualify for the Indianapolis 500 in 1991. If it's your birthday today, you share it with rocker and guitar legend Pete Townshend, born in 1945. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Opposition to wind power development in eastern Montana. That was the focus of Friday's Montana Talks. Plus, we had a great guest kick off the hour, Gordon Chang, the China expert who will be in Montana very soon. We got another big guest joining us for Monday's Montana Talks. Scott Jennings on CNN. Man, he's like a one-man band on CNN. He's incredible. That's why we're going to sneak him on Monday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Yeah, we had Gordon Chang on Friday. We got Scott Jennings later today. Coming up in a few days, we'll also be chatting with General Michael Flynn. General Michael Flynn will be speaking at the Gallatin County Lincoln Reagan Day towards the end of the month at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Gallatin County. Thanks to Troy Miller for the heads up and the link up with General Flynn's crew on that one. And then later this hour of the show, we've got the keynote speaker for the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan dinner, which takes place later this week. In fact, our good friend David Noble, who fills in on the show from time to time, he'll be the MC for the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan dinner. But their keynote speaker is Nick Adams. Nick Adams is going to be joining us here around 8:40 this morning. He is the founder of the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, covering everything from the culture wars to the border crisis, to wokeness in K-12 education, you name it. So first up, though, hey, we got another great caller on the phone lines, Montana Public Service Commission President Brad Molnar, calling in from Laurel. Mr. President, good to hear from you.
Well, Mr. MC, it's good to hear from you as well. I'm calling in to share with your listeners. I don't know how much publication this has received on here, but tonight at between 6 and 8 at the Montana Board of Oil and Gas, which is at 2535 St. John's Avenue here in Billings, Commissioner Pinocchi and I, both of us represent parts of Yellowstone County, will be having a listening session on a proposed MDU natural gas rate increase. Billings is the largest user of MDU natural gas. So if anybody has input, particularly input as to why that should not go forward, why it should go forward, we would appreciate hearing from the public on that. This is part of our public outreach where we're going out to the public as much as possible instead of counting on them coming to Helena.
Yeah, that's great, because I know I haven't been seeing or hearing much about this at all. So what particular is driving MDU to ask for an increase in natural gas rates here in Montana in particular? Obviously, this affects people, you know, all the way over to the Mondakistan border country there. And we've seen massive, you know, increases in energy costs across the country, especially under the last 4 years of the Biden regime. What are they calling for, and what do they believe is the justification for a rate hike?
Well, there's quite a few justifications, and they all add up. I think the two biggest ones are that by law, we have to give them a guaranteed rate of return that is reasonable for a company that receives investment. And the courts have determined that's somewhere between usually 9.5% and 10.5%. I believe they're right now between 9.4% and 9.8% on return on equity. So that's on the things that they've invested in. They have, in the last probably about 4 years, gone from that down to 0.18. They've spent so much money that they have not asked for compensation on, that the return on investment is below what any company would expect to survive on. And a lot of that, in no small part, not the major part, but no small part, is particularly in eastern Montana over by Glendive. We have a pipeline division at the commission, and they do inspections of pipeline, and they found corroded pipelines. And then the feds came in, and they checked, and miles of it got condemned as being a hazard. So by law, we ordered them to replace it for the safety of the public, and they replaced it with the same diameter in most cases, but far higher strength, so they could put more natural gas in the pipe, compress it, and move it along faster without having to put in bigger pipes. And that was very expensive, and they haven't been compensated. It's been all out of pocket. Well, we told them to do it. They did it, so they're entitled to that money. There's the last firefight we had on it was brought on by the Montana Consumer Council, which by constitution represents consumers. And that was on the rate. This stuff gets pretty down in the weeds pretty quick.
Yeah.
The rate of depreciation on the pipes that they have and they put in for tax purposes. That's settled. So the rates of controversy in the case has been greatly reduced. If there's going to be a position for the commission to take to reduce the amount of increase, there will be an increase because of the pipes being replaced. But to reduce the amount, it's going to come from public comment that the rate of compensation for the natural gas wells over in that part of the state has come up.
So what would the bill, what would the average bill increase look like? I think I read somewhere maybe around $8 for the average, you know, bill payer. Could that be lower or higher now based off of the latest developments?
Well, the amount that we're coming up with now, of course, it's shifted back and forth during the arguments and things have been accepted and rejected. And average is tough, you know, but annual average will be about $5, a month. Well, during the winter, it'll be a lot higher.
That's right, because of the increased dependence on natural gas. All right, well, Commissioner Brad Molnar, the president of the Montana PSC, thank you so much for getting that on our radar. By the way, the Montana Public Service Commission, I just checked their Facebook page. They've got the details on that listening session tonight, plus a way for you to take part in the live stream if you can't be there in person tonight as well. That's on the Montana Public Service Commission Facebook page.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would call us less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
The week ahead.
Monday history is made when the S&P 500 drops Discover Financial and formally swaps in Coinbase Global, marking the first time a crypto company joins the stock exchange. Wednesday, the president of South Africa heads to the White House. The meeting with President Trump comes after nearly 60 white South Africans were welcomed to the U.S. as refugees last week. Mr. Trump claims that genocide is being committed against them by the majority of black community, something the president of South Africa denies. Also Wednesday, our nation's bearing maritime forces take over New York City. It's the start of this year's Fleet Week. Thursday, Orlando's newest theme park arrives. Universal Epic Universe offers five different worlds to explore, including Harry Potter, How to Train Your Dragon, and Super Nintendo. Friday, the Vice President will head to Annapolis, Maryland to deliver the keynote address at the Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Man, if you guys missed it, we had Gordon Chang on Montana Talks. Download the Montana Talks app to get the full podcast audio with Gordon Chang.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, what's the latest with that one big, beautiful bill? Does it include those big, beautiful Trump tax cuts? Does it make it permanent? What's the story there? We know that this big, beautiful bill does equal big, beautiful deportations. What else? Here in just a second, we are going to catch up with our friend Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana, of course, in a segment brought to you by AFP Montana. But first, let's go to Francis in Big Fork on the phone lines. Francis, what's on your mind? Great to hear from you.
Well, I was just wondering if our Gianforte has cut off and used this veto thing on any more bills.
Yeah, good question. Good question. Yeah, he's vetoed a couple of bills that he says
really didn't mean much.
They were smaller spending bills. Yeah. But what about the big ones? I haven't heard of any big spending vetoes yet.
I hope so, because man, all our taxes are going to go up, and if they don't get this one done, if Trump, there's a few people. Well, I can see their points. Trump is having trouble is because you got so dang many Democrats and then rhinos like Montana.
Well, yeah, like in the House right now, for example, I mean, you know, such a slim majority, and you got these New York Republicans. So New York, because it's a blue state run by Democrats, New York has awfully high taxes. So New York and other blue states have had a special deal through the federal tax code in the past, where they can basically deduct some of their, you know, their outrageous in-state taxes, like in New York, and then get a perk at the federal level. Well, that's crazy when you think about it. Look, and in fact, Montana Senator Tim Sheehy brought this up. And Francis, thanks for the call. Yeah, Montana Senator Tim Sheehy brought this up and shared my thoughts exactly, almost to the word here. He says, raising taxes on every state in America so rich guys in blue states can write off their property taxes is terrible policy. If blue states don't like high taxes, they should vote red. And I shared that and added this. If New Yorkers need a break on their state taxes, New Yorkers should vote for better state government. And likewise, if those Democrats despise the high taxes in New York so much, then stop constantly voting for higher taxes in state. Don't try to shift that burden to the rest of us at the federal level. Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana. Any thoughts on that point in particular? Great to have you back with us for our legislative update.
It's great to be back on, and you're right on there, Aaron. They've called the state and local tax break SALT. In these blue states, it's at, what is it, $30,000? You can write off $30,000 that you're paying to the local and state taxes. So that would lower your liability for federal taxes. So this is just nothing more than tax shifting the burden to red states who actually run budgets more carefully. It is wrong. They, no matter, you know, $30,000 isn't good enough, but they want to raise it to $80,000. And that's ridiculous. So
And that's what's been the holdup in a lot of this these discussions about, you know, the so-called one big beautiful bill and making the Trump tax cuts, reauthorizing them, potentially making them permanent as well, is that you've got, you know, a handful of Republicans. We always have a problem with a handful of Republicans in the New York delegation that are trying to get a special perk. And I understand where they're coming from. Look, they're trapped behind enemy lines, and they're paying for it dearly. That's why a lot of people like Sean Hannity and the great Rush Limbaugh before him, why they fled high tax states like New York. But if New York needs to fix their tax problem, they need to fix their state government problem, not have the rest of the country bail out New York and prop up that regime.
Yeah, it is a very difficult task at hand here, but we do need to get the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act reauthorized and made permanent. Thankfully, that one big beautiful bill did make it out of House budget last night by a 17-16 vote, with four conservatives voting present who had voted against it on Friday. Their major concern, not only the SALT tax break that blue states get, but also spending. They want more spending cuts. Biden's green new scam, which is nothing more than corporate cronyist taxpayer money's going to corporate cronyist projects that don't amount to any real appreciable increase in energy supply. They want those funds cut, and I support that. We support that. Americans for Prosperity does support these spending cuts, because you have to do that in order to have meaningful tax cuts.
Yeah. One, I saw Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He was on one of the Sunday morning shows, and he was talking about, you know, all of the economic moves Trump is making, all of the international business deals he's making, that will help us massively increase our GDP, which will naturally then help adjust the debt to GDP ratio. So that will be a good thing. But even that is not enough. We've got to make a lot of these DOGE cuts and other cuts permanent here. What else did you want to talk about? Or are you mainly focused on the federal stuff here this week?
We've basically shifted our focus right now. Obviously, the state legislative session is over. You spoke earlier about the need of the governor and the governor's office to make the budget cuts, because the budget is not balanced on the state level. We're tracking that. We've tracked the property tax reform bills that have gone through. We considered that nothing more than tax shifting to owners of second homes. Some of them are cabins. Some of them are, well, a good number of them are Montanans who own a second home or who own rental properties. Their tax rates on their second homes and rental properties will increase up to 68%. There'll be a tax shifting for property taxes to larger businesses and ranches and farms. And that'll be a burden. So we didn't support any of these property tax reform bills. In fact, we opposed two of them, and we stood down on the others. We see the problem mainly as local spending has run out of control, has increased greater than the rate of inflation and the rate of population growth, and it's not sustainable. But that takes more courage to cut budgets and cut budgets at a local level, where it needs to be done. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see if what happens with the rental markets, if people that, you know, were Airbnb-ing a place or VRBO-ing it or were doing short-term rentals, if they now pivot to doing long-term rentals, if it opens up more long-term rentals, because I understand the long-term rentals get a reduction in the property taxes. But yeah, those short-term ones and straight-up second homes are going to see a big hike by every account so far. On the federal front, I know there was a vote late last night. What are the top lines you're seeing from what's being dubbed this big, beautiful bill? Big deportations is a big part of this plan. Big, beautiful deportations that David Pollack pointed out on X. What's your top lines from the economic side?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of detail on the economic side that has been released just yet, and that's been to the chagrin of opponents of the bill. And that is we'll know more later, but there are not a lot of details. Last I checked, Aaron, I don't see a lot of details being released.
Yeah,
kind of.
I read it first, right?
Page bill. Yes, over 1,000 pages. I don't know how you do that in that short a period of time, but those four conservatives have held out. They didn't vote for it. They're holding out for more budget cuts. So we'll see what that really does look like in the end. This is a very difficult process to go through because all the various House committees have to run through the bill and vote on it. And it has to be done soon. The president has set a timeline of wanting that bill on his desk to be signed on July 4th. So a lot of work is being put into this thing, and the details are a little scant right now.
Yeah. Sounds like one piece that did make it into this bill, at least in the early draft. I'm just waiting to double check to make sure it's making it in the latest version here. But I know AFP Montana, you guys did a big energy tour across Montana and, you know, big supporters of American energy, like coal in particular. And apparently a provision to allow Signal Peak's Bull Mountains coal mine south of Roundup to get access to additional coal. To be able to keep the mine up and running, that is included in this legislation. So that sounds like some good news there. I just got a great quote back from Congressman Zinke. Maybe I'll share in the 9 o'clock hour.
That is great news. I'm glad to hear that. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. So very happy to hear that.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
One of the challenges I've heard on the economic side is, and I'm looking at a Wall Street Journal editorial today, or actually a report today, claiming that the current proposal increases the projected budget deficits by nearly $3 trillion through 2034. Locking in tax cuts and spending increases that outweigh reductions in spending in Medicaid. You know, they're going to make some really tough decisions here on some of these social welfare programs, how they're going to reform that. And it's going to impact the state of Montana because we've got a large number of people on the Medicaid expansion program. And there was no willingness by the legislature to cap the enrollees on the expanded Medicaid program to current levels. So if there is a cut in Medicaid funding on the federal level, it's going to impact our program here. And the legislature is going to have to reauthorize a Medicaid expansion.
Interesting.
Because...
Well, Henry, if people want to hear more from you, get involved with what AFP Montana is doing all across the state, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and get activated?
Hey, they can give me a call. I'll give out my phone number twice, 406-581-5410, 581-5410. Give me a holler. I'll plug you into one of our local offices and local staff around the state. We're in Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Kalispell, Missoula, and Helena. So
and a great crew throughout. I've got to see them in every office. All right, Henry Kriegel, thanks for your time once again.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have our guest on the line here any moment. Caden, I don't know if he's calling us or if you're supposed to call him, but yeah, you might want to just... touch base with the publicist there. Meantime, we were talking about one big, beautiful bill. What are the details? What's included in it? What I can tell you, earlier I quoted David Pollack at David Pollack USA. He wrote this, "The big, beautiful bill equals big, beautiful deportations." This historic legislation will fund 1 million plus annual deportations, hire 10,000 plus new ICE agents, build the border wall, ban illegals from food stamps and Medicaid, tax remittances sent abroad, and detain up to 100,000 illegals daily. Even Biden's allies admit this bill unleashes ICE like never before. So that was from David Pollack, and the Trump War Room shared that on X as well. Here is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was on Fox News over the weekend, Rapid Response 47, sharing this on X.
They're going well, Shannon. We're on track, working around the clock to deliver this nation-shaping legislation for the American people as soon as possible. Look, all 11 of our committees have wrapped up their work, and they spent less and saved more than even we projected initially. This really is once-in-a-generation opportunity that we have here. So you heard there the update. The budget committee will reconvene this evening. They'll get that through the committee, and the plan is to move it to the Rules Committee by midweek and to the House floor by the end of the week, so we meet our original Memorial Day deadline. Now, look, Shannon, it's very important for everybody to understand why we're being so aggressive on the timetable and why this really is so important. This is the vehicle through which we will deliver on the mandate that the American people gave us in the last election. You're going to have historic savings for the American people, historic tax relief for American workers, historic investments in border security, at the same time that we're restoring American energy dominance and we're rebuilding the defense industrial base, and we're ensuring that programs like Medicaid and SNAP are strengthened for the U.S. citizens who need and deserve them, and not being squandered away by illegal aliens and persons who are ineligible to receive them and are cheating the system. And look, the tax cuts, is critical. We're going to make the 2017 tax cuts permanent. We're going to eliminate taxes on overtime and tips, as the president promised. New tax relief for seniors on Social Security. And we're going to cut taxes on job creators. So that will help everybody across the country, at the same time as incentivizing American-made production and manufacturing. This is a big thing. We cannot fail, and we'll get it done for the American people.
Yeah, so that was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday morning, and of course, that bill passed the committee late last night, and just like he outlined in that conversation there, I think they're scheduled to have a very, very early morning or late night markup, if depending on which way you want to frame it. It's either a very early morning or a very late night to try to get this through before Memorial Day, because, of course, this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Now, Joe Concha, he was on a Fox News panel last night. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, I think he does a column for, or used to do a column for The Hill as well, but he had this to say about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson when it comes to getting President Trump's agenda across the finish line in Congress.
Yeah, let me add a disclaimer to what you said. They have the House and the Senate barely.
Yeah, barely.
Right?
Barely, yeah.
Especially in the House. And I used to be a sports writer, and you would award during each season for professional sports an MVP. And right now, the MVP, right, in Washington for Donald Trump is Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is herding cats, right, where he has almost no majority. And he's been able to pass some things already. If he could get this thing through, get it to the Senate, get it through reconciliation, House and Senate kind of, you know, go back and forth, and it gets to the president's desk, and this thing passes, this big, beautiful bill with all these tax cuts that are in here, Democrats have nothing to run on in 2026. They can't run on foreign policy, they can't run on the border, and they can't run on the economy. So if that happens, trust me, Mike Johnson is your MVP right now.
Yeah,
with a tiny, slim majority. But yeah, look, really in the United States Senate, it's the same way. I mean, a very tiny, slim majority of Republicans, especially when you consider some of the backstabbers that they've got in their midst, like, you know, Lisa Murkowski. In fact, I saw a headline about Lisa Murkowski. She's the one who's trying to keep some of this Green New Deal scam, some of that funding in place. So, the dailycaller.com. has this headline, GOP senator really does not want to take big hammer to Biden's massive climate bill. They report that Republican Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is working to preserve some provisions of former President Joe Biden's signature climate bill as Republicans look for savings to pay for this reconciliation package. All right. Well, we've got our great guest now with us on the phone lines. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the Lincoln Reagan dinner in Yellowstone County here in just a few days. Nick Adams, the founder of the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. Nick, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
Well, I read somewhere that apparently President Trump has described you as his favorite author. What else do you need to do in life after that, right?
Well, that's a really good question, and I always try and remind myself whenever I'm feeling somewhat down. Look, I got the reputation because President Trump endorsed three of my books during his first term in office, and he has also been a big supporter of my Substack, constantly putting that out on True Social. I've got a brand new book that's actually out tomorrow. It's called From Mar-a-Lago to Mars, President Trump's Great American Comeback, and President Trump has already endorsed that book. It's on, his endorsement is on the front cover of the book. So I've been very blessed to have President Trump's support of all of my writings, and it certainly propelled me further than I could have possibly ever imagined.
I'm glad that's an Australian accent, because if you were a white South African person, the media and the Democrats would try to block you from making it to Montana, because all of a sudden they're anti-refugee, apparently. But
well, isn't it funny how that works? You're right. I am a legal immigrant from Australia, now a naturalized U.S. citizen. It all seems very, very long ago, but of course the accent never goes. It's the one part of assimilation I can't seem to master. But I'm looking forward to returning to the great state of Montana. I have been there on multiple occasions. I love the people there. I love the lifestyle there. The beauty is unparalleled, and I'm very much looking forward to speaking on Friday night to the Yellowstone County Republican Party's Lincoln Dinner. It's going to be great. It's being held, I believe, at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. The doors are opening at 5 p.m. So to all of those out there that are listening, please don't hesitate. It's going to be the best event in Yellowstone County this year. Make sure you register, get your tickets for this Friday, the 23rd of May, the Yellowstone County Republican Party's big annual fundraiser, the Lincoln Day Dinner, and it's at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center.
A great MC, our friend David Noble, who guest hosts the show for me, will be the MC. You're going to enjoy chatting with him as well. What are you going to talk about? I'm assuming you have, you know, some standard speeches you give around the country, but what do you think you're going to save special for Montana?
Look, I'm going to be speaking a lot about the golden age that the United States of America finds herself in right now. How we got here, the last 10 years of politics with Donald Trump, the effect that he has had on changing the culture, the country, and the Republican Party. I'm also going to be looking at discussing what we can do to make sure that this century remains an American century, but the 21st century does not become a Chinese century. So I'll be looking at all of those topics and a whole lot more. I know that the people of Montana are fabulous patriots. They love their country very deeply, and they are concerned, like all Americans, about the future and maintaining America's greatness for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And so I'm looking to inspire and motivate and cajole and encourage, because there's a lot of negativity out there, and we do have forces, unfortunately, not just outside of America, but also inside of America, that do want to do harm to the country. So I want to make sure that Montanans remain eager to fight, and that they just keep pressing forward, because that's what our nation needs, and that's what our founders would have wanted.
Well, one of the remarkable things about the recent elections was the young people that turned out for Trump, the young people that turned out for the Republicans, and even in the Canadian elections, it was larger numbers of young people that voted conservative and did not vote for this new far-leftist prime minister up there. Nick Adams, if you can, stand by. We'll come back to you after the break. Got to take a quick break here with Montana Talks, and then we'll be back right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On the economy, Reagan dropped the top marginal rates from 70 to 28%. And after a hiccup, because it took a couple of years for his plan to get implemented, and first 2 years of his administration were inflationary, then it was like, you know, the sky's the limit. Revenues to government dropping taxes that dramatically doubled at the time, believe it or not, it sounds like nothing, $500 billion to over $1 trillion. And it was the longest, at that time, period of peacetime economic growth in history. And it resulted in the creation of 21 million new jobs. And those policies still work today.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
We've got trade wars, inflation, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Gold Co. is the preferred precious metals company of thousands of Americans. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Securing America.
U.S. military commanders will be instructed to identify troops in their units who are transgender or have a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The latest move aimed at fulfilling President Trump's order to remove trans service members from the military. After the Supreme Court lifted a hold on the military's plan to separate trans troops, the department says about 1,000 service members have volunteered to leave. While the legal fight over the trans ban works its way through the courts, some trans service members say they just want to serve. Stacey Wiley's partner, Lindell Wiley, is an Air Force service member stationed in Germany who has served the military for 17 years and is just 3 years away from retiring with full benefits.
My partner is a two-time combat veteran, and we have worked really hard to get this close to retirement, and we wanted to fight tooth and nail until the end.
Active duty trans troops have until June 6th to voluntarily identify themselves, while National Guard and Reserves have until July 7th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Nick Adams, thankfully, is able to stick with us here for a few more minutes. I know we've only got a quick few minutes left here in the hour, but he's been dubbed a social media heavyweight by the New York Post, one of the fastest growing and furthest reaching social media influencers in conservative politics. He'll be the headline speaker at the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan dinner Friday night. Nick, your work with the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, what stands out to me is what you're doing to focus on teaching civics and focusing on K through 12 education. Look, the election results, the boomers voting for the Democrats in bigger numbers than the Republicans. Look, we're not going to change most of the boomers, but the youth, they voted Republican. Now is the time for us to make sure that our great republic remains a free republic for another 250 years. And that's why I think it's so important what you're doing, focusing on youth.
Aaron, absolutely. Look, I have always been passionate about making sure that the next generation of Americans understand what it means to be an American, that they have more than just a basic knowledge of the founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. And I do so as someone that wasn't born in this country, but was in love, didn't just love America, but was in love with America, with her founding, with her history, and realized and recognized the uniqueness of the American experiment, but also the fragility of it. Because what we have in the United States of America is the exception to the rule. If you look all around the world, there is no place that is anything like America. What makes the Constitution so incredible, and this is what I say to every single group of students, whether it's at an elementary school or a middle school or a high school, I always say that what makes the United States Constitution so special is that it is the only time that a constitution has been written that has set out the powers of the individual and the limits of the government. Every single other time, any other country, any other government has ever written some form of a constitution, it has always laid out the powers of the government and the limits of the individual. And American exceptionalism was birthed when the United States did exactly the opposite. And that's so important. And that's why my organization now has made sure that more than 2 million public school children all across America have kid-friendly versions of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers. We worked with interns from the late Justice Antonin Scalia's office to get all of those founding documents out into plain, simple, easy-to-understand English that even a fifth grader can comprehend. And I'm proud to be able to tell you that we have over 10,000 students, I believe, in Montana that since 2018 that have been using our resources. Delighted to have partnered up with the National Federation of Republican Women in the distribution of those resources to Montana-rate school
That's
children.
Great. Well, thanks for doing that.
So
yeah,
right.
NickAdamsUSA.com if you want to read and learn more about Nick Adams. But, of course, you can see Nick. Thanks again for your time. But, of course, you can see him if you're in Yellowstone County this Friday night. Pam Purinton with the Yellowstone County Republicans. We got about 30 seconds to go. How can people get tickets and more?
Thank you, and thanks to Nick for jumping on board. Tickets are available at yellowstonegop.org. There are tickets left, and we would appreciate any help we can get because these are our friends that we use for helping out all our local conservative candidates as well as our Republican candidates in local and the state races. So anyway, we would love to have you come out. I've heard Nick before. He's very dynamic. He's been to Stillwater County. And
all right, we got to hold it there. Thanks, Pam. Thanks for linking us up.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would call us less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.